Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you bastard?
The Jell-O Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra.
Thank you, thank you. This is Groucho Marx. Well, here I am, stepping in over my head again.
With Fibber McGee and Molly.
Folks, this is just as new to me as it is to you.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, what an original greeting.
Hello and welcome to another week of comedy, funny, ha-ha, on Dwayne Old Time Radio.
Also, my podcasts are free of ads, so you can enjoy the programs commercial-free. If you would like to donate a few dollars to help me cover the cost of creating these weekly posts, you can donate to my channel. On the bottom of each post, there is a donation link in your preferred podcast player. Anything you donate is extremely helpful and appreciated.
And we're going to end the month with the Jack Benny program, like we usually do, always do. And with this, we have two episodes. Jack's birthday from Toronto, Canada, February 14th, 1943. And then we have Jack's monument, which is broadcast from Chicago. It says Bob Crosby. I wonder if they mean Bing Crosby. I'm assuming it's Bob Crosby. Bob Crosby fills in for Phil Harris. Yes, not Bing Crosby. Bob Crosby fills in for Phil Harris. Again, this is titled Jack's Monument, and this aired February 21st, 1943.
The Grape Nuts Flakes program, coming to you from Toronto, Ontario, and starring Jack Benny. With Mary Livingston, Dennis Day, Rochester, yours truly, Don Wilson, and our guest conductor, Alan McIver, and his all-Canadian orchestra. Ladies, how often does your husband make with this theme song? I want what I want when I want it. Yes, sir, that's a man for you, especially when it's time for breakfast. He wants breakfast there when he wants it. And does he know what he wants for breakfast? Well, just try him and see. Just hand him a bowl full of delicious, crisp, tempting, malty-rich Grape Nuts Flakes. Then watch what happens. One taste of that grand Grape Nuts flavor and that I want frown becomes a happy grin. And that grin will stay on because nourishing Grape Nuts Flakes stick to the ribs. They help keep you going until lunchtime, for they're a whole grain cereal, chucking food values. So try old Doc Wilson's recipe for a happy home and serve Grape Nuts Flakes at breakfast, America's fastest growing breakfast cereal. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in our broadcasting history, our program this evening originates outside the borders of the United States.
Yes, sir, we're in Toronto, Canada.
Canada, stretching 3,000 miles from Nova Scotia in the east to Vancouver Island in the distant Pacific.
It's big, all right.
Canada, famous for its farming, its lumbering, its mining, and its fur trapping.
Yep, everything from grizzly bear to skunk.
Which brings us to our master of ceremonies, Jack Benny.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to help him out on that. Oh, well, hello again. This is Jack Benny, the grizzly bear, talking. I've got too much hair tonic on me to be that other animal, you know. And, Don, this is sure a thrill broadcasting from the Dominion of Canada. Look at those uniforms out in the audience. Men from the Royal Canadian Navy, the Canadian Active Army, the Royal Canadian Air Force.
And don't forget the Royal Norwegian Air Force.
Yes, sir. They've all turned out. And I love the people up here in Toronto, Don. They're so friendly, and they go out of their way to make you comfortable.
What do you mean?
Well, for instance, when I arrived in town, it was snowing. So they dug an underground tunnel from the Union Station to the Royal York Hotel just for me. Now, that's real consideration.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Jack. That tunnel connecting the Union Station and the Royal York Hotel has been there for years.
It has? Gee.
Of course, everybody knows that.
Oh, my goodness. Then I better rush over there right away.
What's the matter, Jack?
Oh, I've got to take down that sign I put up.
What sign?
Jack Benny Tunnel, admission 10 cents. Gee, people here will think I'm awful, you know?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. By the way, Jack, are you stopping at the Royal York?
Yes, Dennis and I, and Dennis is a ranger, and my riders, and their riders, and a man named McTavish from Winnipeg, who's in the grain business, we're sharing a lovely room. It has twin beds, of course.
Oh, I see. Does your room overlook Lake Ontario?
I don't know. McTavish always hangs his kilt across the window. A nice chap, though, you know. Come in. Yes?
Mr. Benny, on behalf of the English-speaking population of Canada, I'd like to welcome you to Toronto and present you with this genuine Canadian quarter.
A Canadian quarter? Well, thank you. What's that for?
We want you to spend something while you're up here.
Well, just for that, I'm going to spend that quarter. McTavish and I are going out to dinner. What's left over, we'll split a cigar. Yes, sirree. Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack.
Hello. Well, Mary, are you having fun on our little visit to Canada?
I'll say. And what a beautiful city Toronto is. You know, Jack, yesterday I got on a streetcar and went over to visit my cousin.
Oh, do you have a cousin living here in Canada?
Yeah, Vancouver.
Now, wait a minute, Mary. You can't take a streetcar from Toronto to Vancouver.
That's his name, Vancouver Livingston.
Oh. Well, Mary, we've certainly covered a lot of ground in one week, haven't we? Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal.
You said it. And say, Jack, in Montreal, I stayed at the Windsor Hotel, and I slept in the same room that Mrs. Roosevelt had a few days before.
The same room Mrs. Roosevelt had? How do you know?
Well, in the middle of the night, the phone rang. I said, hello.
Yes.
And a voice said, I'm back from North Africa. Where are you?
Well, it must have been Mrs. Roosevelt's room, all right. Huh?
Speaking of Montreal, Mary, isn't that a romantic old city? What food they have!
To Wilson, a bowl of onion soup is romance.
Mary, but you're... But you're right, Don. The food in Montreal is terrific, especially in those little French restaurants.
You ought to stay out of those little French restaurants until you learn to speak the language.
What are you talking about? I parlay Francois Trey Bonny. And incidentally, Mary, you should have had some of those escargot I ordered. Yum, yum.
Well, I don't like snails.
Snails? Yikes! Holy smoke, I ate three orders of snails.
No wonder you've been walking so slow the last few days.
No, quiet. I can't understand making such a silly mistake while in Waukegan High School, French was my best subject. In fact, we... Come in.
Monsieur Benny?
Oui?
Au nom de la population canadienne-française du Canada, je désire vous souhaiter une cordiale bienvenue à notre beau pays.
Oui, oui, oui.
What's he saying, Jack?
Well, nothing about snails has come up. That I know. Proceedez-vous, Mansour. Proceedez-vous.
Nous pensons que vos remarques sont vraiment drôles.
Oui, oui. Continuez.
Et nous apprécions à juste titre votre habileté artistique et espérons bien que votre séjour au Canada sera des plus agréables. Bonsoir.
Well, now that was really sweet, really. I mean, sorry. Sorry he got away so fast. I would love to have parlayed with him longer, you know?
Well, tell us, Jack, what did he say?
What did he say? He said that, he implied, that is, he more or less suggested, look, he's gone, we had a nice chat, now let's forget it. My goodness. Well, Dennis Day. Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
Well, Dennis, I haven't seen you since we left Ottawa. Did you have a good time there?
Yeah, it was wonderful, and I was sure thrilled when we met the king.
The king? The king?
Yeah, King Mackenzie.
That's Mackenzie King. Listen, that's Mackenzie. That's Mackenzie King. He's the prime minister.
Oh.
And I enjoyed meeting him, too.
You know, Mr. Benny, these Canadian people sure are generous. They really overdo it.
What do you mean, overdo it?
Well, I gave the girl at the cashier's desk a $10 bill, and she gave me $11 change. She must be nuts about me.
Listen, Dennis, she gave you the right change. You see, $10 American for 11 Canadian is international monetary stabilization and is determined through equitable negotiations on the part of the Canadian and American fiscal policy authorities.
You better lay off those snails, brother.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Now, Dennis, in the first place...
Oh, Jack, stop wasting your breath. Dennis will never get that stuff through his head.
Mary's right. Dennis is too confused to understand such a complicated subject.
Now, wait a minute. Let's be fair about this. Dennis may be a little confused, but he's not dumb. He's not stupid.
Talk is cheap. Let's see you prove it.
Well, there's no use waiting. I'll have to keep that kid in a trunk. Never mind, Dennis. Let's have your song and do a good job. Hold it a minute. Come in.
Will you sing, Mr. Benny? Fellow officer, let me program it today, Rick.
Oui, oui, monsieur.
What? Jack, he's not French. He's a Norwegian flyer.
Oh, a Norwegian flyer. Oh, go ahead, sir.
På vegne av alle gutta I det norske flygevåpen som trener her I Canada og I kamp overseas.
Yes.
Vil jeg gjerne benytte anledningen til å si at vi synes de meget morsomme og at vi liker dem meget bedre enn røyka laks.
Well, now, would you mind telling me what you said in English?
Mr. Benny, we Norwegians think you are very funny and we like you much better than smoked whitefish.
Well, that's very nice of you. Go ahead and sing, Dennis. Go ahead.
You'll be so nice to come home to. You'll be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'll be all that I could desire. Under stars so nice, you'll be fine. stars chilled by the winter under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be
you'd be so nice to come home to, sung by Dennis Day. And Dennis, that was swell.
Thank you. And Mr. Benny, since today is your birthday, I'd like to dedicate that number to you.
Well.
That's right, Jack. Happy birthday.
Many happy returns of the day, old boy.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Gosh, another birthday.
No kidding, Mr. Benny. Were you really born on February 14th?
Yep, I was a Valentine baby. Cupid brought me instead of the stork.
Yeah. Stork?
Huh?
A stork?
Yes.
There's something fishy there, but I'm only guessing.
Dennis, I mean Cupid brought me because I was born on Valentine's Day. But the stork brings everybody else.
Oh, you're a little wrong there, Jack. A crane brought me.
Now, what's the... What's the difference? Stork or crane, they're both birds.
I mean a crane, like in a shipyard.
Oh, you mean a hoist. Well, Don, you're an exception. You see, you were a very heavy baby. I understand your nurse had to jack you up to put your diapers on. Well, anyhow, getting back to me, here it is, another birthday.
Say, Mr. Benny.
Yes, Dennis.
Well, I'll probably get slugged for this. But how old are you exactly?
Well, Dennis, let me put it this way. I'm as frisky as a boy of 10. I feel like sweet 16. And I don't look a day older than 25.
Now, just add those up and you got it.
Mary, I'm not 51. I'm in my late 30s or my early 40s.
You were in your early 40s in the gay 90s.
Never mind. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
I wish I had a nickel for every time Lillian Russell slapped your face.
I said, never mind. If I may be so bold. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to have you meet our guest conductor this week, Mr. Alan McIver from Montreal.
Thank you, everybody.
So your name is Alan McIver, eh? Alan. Do you mind if I call you Al?
Oh, no, not at all.
Thank you. You see, I happen to know a fella named Alan, and just the... just the mention of his name makes my hair stand on end.
Open your shirt and show him.
I mean the hair on my head. Well, sir, let's have your band number. What's it going to be?
I've prepared a special arrangement of Canadian capers.
Good.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Benny, I don't know if this is the right time to bring it up, but I enjoy your work in pictures very, very much.
You do? Well.
Yes, I saw you and George Washington slept here, and you are wonderful.
Thank you.
Especially Ann Sheridan.
Everybody says that. Incidentally, Mr. McIver, I'm in a new picture now called The Meanest Man in the World. I suppose you'll see that.
Who else is in it?
Well, I have a swell role. You see, I play the part of a young lawyer who is a failure because he's so nice and sweet and kind.
Who else is in it?
And it isn't until I change my character and become the meanest man in the world that I achieve the prominence that I so justly deserve.
Who else is in it?
Priscilla Lane in Rochester. Who do you think is in it? Let's have your number. What a fan. Heaven's sake. All right, folks, Canadian capers.
Just a minute, Jack. Speaking of Canada, yeah. I've written a very clever message which involves various cities and towns in this dominion.
Oh, who else is in it? I mean, you have?
What's the matter with me?
Yes, it goes something like this. When you come back from the lake, Louise,
uh-huh.
And when you arrive in port, Arthur...
Well, there's two places already.
I want you both to Toronto, your neighborhood grocer, and ask him for a box of toasty brown sweet-as-a-nut grape nuts flakes.
Toronto, that's not bad.
Now, if you arrive home and find that you've forgotten your grape nuts flakes, Quebec to the store immediately.
Quebec? Quebec to the store?
Yes, because grape nuts flakes in the big 12-ounce economy-sized package is America's fastest-growing flake cereal. Believe me, folks, you ought to try some tomorrow.
Don, that was wonderful. I'm sure you've given the people Halifax about our product. I bet Ruby Stevens hated that one. And now, Mr. McIver, I think you can play. Who's that? Come in. Well, it's the Canadian girl, the French-Canadian soldier, and the Norwegian flyer. What's this for?
Happy birthday, Mr. Benny, and may you have many more of them.
Thank you. Thank you.
Vous souhaitez une bonne fête, Monsieur Benny. Espérant que vous en aurez beaucoup d'autres.
Merci. Merci beaucoup.
Til lykke med fødselsdagen. Jeg håper vi vil oppleve mange flere av dem.
Mange takk. Mange takk. Play, McIver. Gee, a birthday in three languages. Ain't I something? That was Canadian Capers, played by Al McIver and his orchestra. And Al, that was very, very good and quite apropos. And now, ladies and gentlemen, since we are in the Dominion of Canada, for our special attraction this evening...
Mary Livingston will read a poem.
Mary Livingston will... Nothing doing, Mary. The poem is out.
You let me read my poem or I'll tell everybody that you think the tunnel from the Union Station to the hotel was dug especially for you.
They know that already.
Then I'll tell them that you're charging a dime to walk through it.
They know that too.
Do they know you're letting people go through piggyback for 15 cents?
How'd you go through all of that without fluffing a line?
I don't know, Jack.
The special rate. That was wonderful. You're very good. Listen. All right, let's have your poem. What's the title of it?
Here's to Canada. It's Army, Navy, Air Force, Merchant Marine, Ferry Command, and the FIMTA.
The FIMTA? What's that?
The fellow I met this afternoon.
Oh. Well, go ahead.
Here's to the land of the maple leaf, our neighbor good and true. Greetings from Don and Dennis and me, and Jack with eyes of blue.
They have been compared to Lake Ontario through McTavish's kilt. You know? Go ahead, Miss Seuss. I mean, Miss... Go ahead.
Oh, Canada, you are so mighty. Your snow-capped mountains are so whitey.
Whitey?
Your air is cold. Your wind is bitey. That's why I wear a flannel nightie.
Hey. Me too.
Oh, Canada, where seals do play, way up north in Hudson Bay. The Eskimos, they live in igloos and keep their pigs in little pigloos.
Mary, they don't have pigs up there. They eat blubber. Hmm.
The Eskimos, they live on blubber. It looks like steak, but tastes like rubber.
Well.
The nights up there last half a year. So if you walk in your sleep, take a sandwich and beer.
That's right. That's right. A little midnight snack around the middle of December would be good. Is that all? Is that all, Mary?
No, one more verse.
Okay.
So here's to the land of the maple leaf, our neighbor good and true. Our visit has been wonderful. So thanks. Merci beaucoup.
Very, very good. Very good. Well, Mary, that was a swell poem and a beautiful thought, and I'm sure that goes for all of us. Now, fellas, before I forget it, excuse me, come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
I'm an Eskimo, and I have a message for you.
Well, a bald-headed Eskimo. He must have a small entrance to his igloo. What's the message, sir?
On behalf of the Eskimos of Canada, Glub, Ugg, Rickajack, Belwah, Zoc, Powie.
What does that mean?
How do I know? I'm a bellboy at the hotel.
How did Bill Morrow get a job as a bellboy? That's right, the Eskimo didn't show up. Now, fellas, as I started to say, tomorrow night when we do our show, I want you all to be ready by 7 o'clock because immediately afterwards we have to take the train for Chicago. That is, you'll be in Chicago, and I'll stay in Waukegan. Meanwhile, now, who can that be? Hello?
Bonsoir, monsieur, Sam. Say moi, Rochester.
Rochester? Why, Rochester, where did you learn to speak French?
My Montreal mama done told me.
Oh. Well, what do you want, Rochester? What did you call me about?
Well, I'm down here in the tunnel, boss.
In the tunnel?
Yeah, a train just came in from Ottawa. Shall I lower the toll gate?
Wait a minute, Rochester. That isn't my tunnel anymore. People can walk through without paying.
This is a fine time to tell me a Scotchman just knocked me cold with a bagpipe.
What?
That Loch Lomond really pads a wallop.
Well, it was all my fault. There's only one thing to do, and that's give the people back their money. Now, how many dimes did you collect?
Only three, boss.
Only three?
Two from a newly married couple who didn't want to stop to argue.
Yes?
And one from a bald-headed Eskimo.
Well, the Eskimo's here, and I'll take care of him. See you later, Rochester. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, say, Rochester, I hope you sent my trunk to the right town. Last week, you sent it to Toledo instead of Toronto.
Don't worry, boss. It's all packed and on its way to Weehawken.
Weehawken?
Maybe it should be Skowhegan.
It's Waukegan. I told you to send the trunk to Waukegan, Illinois. Now, look, get in touch with Weehawken, and then get in touch with Skowhegan, and have him send the trunk to Waukegan.
You better put an Indian on that, boss. Shawnee come from Paz, those names.
You'll do it yourself. Now, Rochester, if that trunk isn't in Waukegan, Waukegan, when I arrive, this will be your finish. Now, remember when I...
Friends, never has it been so important as it is today for you to choose the right foods in feeding your family. Because America's health and America's victory depends on your thoughtful food buying. That's why our government nutrition authorities urge you to buy more whole grain cereals and serve them oftener. Whole-grain cereals are plentiful and economical, and they provide nutritional values we all need, including protective minerals and vitamins. Iron, calcium, phosphorus, proteins, niacin, vitamin B1. You get all those food values in whole-grain cereals served with milk. So you see, there's a valuable and thrifty way to help balance other food shortages. Now, your choice may not be Grape Nuts Flakes, but if it is, it's a wise choice and a delicious one. For in Grape Nuts Flakes, you get a whole grain cereal with a distinctive malty-rich flavor and a crisp, toasty brown texture. But whether you choose Grape Nuts Flakes or not, do serve your family more whole grain cereals. Remember, they're plentiful, they're nourishing, they're thrifty.
That was the last number of the 20th program in the new Grape Nuts Flakes series. And we'll be with you again next Sunday night broadcasting from for servicemen in Chicago, Illinois. And I want to say that we have had a marvelous time here in Canada. I'd like to thank the Governor General, Prime Minister Mackenzie King, and all the people of Canada for their splendid hospitality. And also I would like to wish success to the Canadian food industry's special war-saving stamp drive, which is now taking place. Good night, folks.
The Jack Benny program is written by Bill Meyer and Ed Beloy.
We delay the Jack Benny program a minute for an important Washington bulletin. The OPA announces its point value ratings upon canned and processed foods under the new ration system, effective March 1st. The schedule is more severe than anticipated. These point ration values will cut canned food consumption to at least one-half less than last year's level. Each person gets 48 ration points a month. This ration allows, as one example, purchase of one medium-sized can of peas, a medium can of tomatoes, a large can of peaches, 3 cans per month. A pound and a quarter can of peas is valued at 16 points. Fruits and fruit juices cost more heavily in ration points, canned soups the least. Canned baby foods are rated low at 1 point, and some at 2 points.
The Grape Nuts Flakes program, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, and starring Jack Benny. With Mary Livingston, Dennis Day, Rochester, yours truly, Don Wilson, and our guest conductor, Bob Crosby and his orchestra. Good evening, friends. Did you hear what I just called you? Yes, I said friends. But suppose you say friends, eh? How can I be friends with that guy we haven't even met? Well, one definition of a friend is that someone is on the same side with you. Yes, sir, just look it up in the best dictionaries and say, you try one dish of toasted brown, malty rich Grape Nuts Flakes and you'll be on my side of the fence. Well, that's what Grape Nuts Flakes does every time. Makes you a friend after one luscious bowlful. In fact, the sweet-as-a-nut flavor of Grape Nuts Flakes is a friend from way back because it's the wide-awake, malty-rich flavor of Grape Nuts in exciting, toasted flake form. So make friends with Grape Nuts Flakes tomorrow morning, will you? Just ask for America's fastest-growing breakfast cereal, Grape Nuts Flakes, in the 12-ounce economy-size package. Buddy played by the orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen, from Chicago, Illinois, where we are broadcasting for the AAFTTCCS.
That stands for the, wait till I get this straight, that stands for the Army Air Forces Technical Training Command Chicago Schools.
We bring you our Master of Ceremonies, J.E.R.K. Benny.
Thank Thank you, thank you. Hello again. This is J-E-R-K talking. That stands for Jack Entertains Rather Comically. Isn't that what you had in mind, Don?
Well, not exactly, Jack. You see, comically doesn't begin with a K.
It does tonight, brother. And incidentally, Don, the next time you introduce me as a jerk, you'll be sitting on a bench in the Perk looking for work. If you get what I murk.
For heaven's sakes, Jack, you're always ribbing me. You keep telling everybody I have five chins, and I'm very sensitive about that.
Well, then grow a beard or wear a horse collar or something. Anyway, I never said you had five chins. I merely said that your Adam's apple only comes out on Groundhog Day. Anyway, Don, here we are in Chicago and broadcasting for all these boys who are studying to be Army Air Force technicians. I understand they teach soldiers here to become airplane mechanics, panel instrument mechanics, and meteorologists.
Meteorologists? What does that mean, Jack?
And a great majority of the boys... are learning to be radio operators on 2- and 4- engine bombers.
Well, they must know plenty about radios.
Oh, they do, Don, they do. And I wish one of them would look at my radio set. It's in terrible shape.
So what's the matter with it?
Well, every time I tune into Fred Allen's program, the aerial coils up and strikes at me like a rattlesnake. With this cold I've got, I sound a little like Alan, you know? Heaven forbid. Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Hello.
Wow. Well, listen to that, Mary. You got, you got more applause than I did.
Well, why not? I'm the only girl on the program.
That isn't it, Mary. Let me tell you something. These fellas here are too busy with their training and their drilling and their studying to think about girls.
Well, he's back to J-E-R-K again.
I mean it. All day long, these boys attend classes and take notes on military science and principles of electronics. And in the evening, if they happen to have any time off, they settle down with a good book.
Stop laughing, fellas. He's too old to remember.
I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, Mary, here we are back in the USA after a whirlwind trip through Canada.
By the way, Mary, where are you staying here in Chicago?
Oh, I've got a lovely suite at the Ambassador East.
The Ambassador East. Very swank, very swank. Where are you, Don?
I'm at the Blackstone Hotel, and I have a beautiful room overlooking Lake Michigan.
The Blackstone? Well, very nice, very nice.
Where are you stopping, Jack?
Me? I'm at the Stockyard Plaza. I have a lovely room overlooking Armor and Company. On a clear day, you can see me. Oh, yes.
Tell Don what happened to you yesterday afternoon.
Oh, it was nothing.
What was it, Barry?
Well, Jack was leaning over a fence at the stockyards looking at a great big fat steer.
Uh-huh.
And a man from the ration board came along and said, "Either stop drooling or I'll tear a coupon out of your book."
I fooled him, though. I went up to my room, peeked through the curtains, and drooled my head off. Well, hello, Dennis.
Say, Mr. Benny, I'm boiling mad, and I'm going to quit.
I said, hello, Dennis.
Hello.
What do you mean, Dennis, you're going to quit? What are you so mad about?
You hired Bing Crosby tonight, and this program isn't big enough for the both of us.
Wait a minute, Dennis. We haven't got Bing Crosby on the program tonight. We have Bob Crosby, his brother.
Brother, he says.
Well, he is.
I've given you the best years of my life, and you throw me away like an old shoe.
Who throws away shoes nowadays? I'm going to have my shoes fixed up.
Where are you going to get buttons for them?
From Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I can go along with a gag. Now, calm down, Dennis. This is really Bob Crosby, Bing's brother. Here, I'll have you meet him. Fellows, Bob Crosby.
Hiya, man.
Well, Bob, we're certainly glad to have you with us. It's a real pleasure.
Well, same here, Mr. Benny.
Oh, let's not be formal. You can call me Jack.
Well, thanks. And you can call me Bing. I mean Bob.
Oh-ho!
Dennis, believe me, this isn't Bing Crosby. Look, this fella here is wearing a necktie. And he is. And he doesn't smell from horses. As I was saying, Bob, I'm glad to have you here. It was darn nice of you to come all the way from California just to be with us.
Oh, don't mention it, Jack. You're my idea of a great comedian, a real performer, and a grand guy. And working with you makes this the happiest moment of my life.
Well.
Wow, listen to Crosby pour syrup on that old wheat cake.
Mary, I'm not a wheat cake.
Yeah, whoever saw a wheat cake with big blue eyes?
Oh, shut up. You'll have to excuse her, Bob. Mary's always making remarks like that, huh?
Oh, I think Mary is one of the cleverest and most brilliant performers in radio. And working with her makes this the happiest moment of my life.
He's 100% baloney, but I'm human.
He's a very fine gentleman. Well, let's have your song, Dennis.
Let Crosby sing first, then I'll show him up.
Dennis, this isn't... Dennis, look, this isn't Bing Crosby. Look, that's a plain blue shirt he's got on. No palm trees or anything. Now, believe me, he's not going to compete with you.
Of course not, Dennis. Why, you're the finest young tenor in the country. And working with you makes this the
happiest
moment
of my life. I know. There he goes. All right, Dennis, let's have your song. That Crosby is really a sweet guy.
It seems to me I've heard that song before. It's from an old familiar score. I know it well, that melody. It's funny how a theme recalls a favorite dream, a dream that brought you so close to me. I know each word because I've heard that song before. The lyrics said forevermore, forevermore the memory. Please have them play again, and I'll that lovely song before. I know each word because I've heard that song before. The lyrics said forevermore, forevermore the memory. Please have them play again, and I'll remember just when I heard that lovely song
before, sung by Dennis Day. And Dennis, that was very, very good.
Thank you. Oh, say, Mr. Benny.
Yes, kid.
Well, I'll probably get slugged for this, but do you mind if I move out of the Stockyards Plaza?
What for? What for, Dennis? We have a lovely room there.
Yeah, but between the cows mooing and your snoring, I can't get a wink of sleep.
Well, Dennis, if I snore, all you got to do is reach over and give me a nudge.
I tried that last night, and you kissed me.
Holy smoke. You see, kid, I dreamt I was dancing with Hedy Lamarr. I kissed her, and she slapped my face.
So did I.
Hmm.
I don't care about myself, but you owe Miss Lamarr an apology.
All right, I'll send her a note.
Well, speaking of dreams, Jack, I had an amazing one last night.
You did, Don? Said Benny, with the brains of a wheat cake. What was your dream, Don?
Well, last night I dreamed that I, Don Wilson, was a toasty brown, sweet-as-a-nut grape nuts flake.
You a flake?
Yes.
Hmm.
I was a grape nuts flake.
Well.
And a fella came along and poured me into a big 12-ounce economy-sized package.
Gee, this is thrilling.
Wilson in a 12-ounce package. That's a hot one.
This is a dream like when I kissed you, remember? Continue, Don.
Well, Jack, a little later, a charming American housewife... came to a grocery store and bought the package I was in.
Dennis, take your hand out of there. This is a dream. Go ahead, Don.
And you should have seen the look of delight on her husband's face the next morning... when he saw a whole bowl full of us grape nuts flakes right on the table in front of him.
Yes, yes. And then what happened?
He poured sugar and cream on me and I woke up.
Well, Don. Don, that was certainly a wonderful dream.
It certainly was, Mr. Wilson. And being associated with a man who can dream he was a grape nut flake makes this the happiest moment of my life.
I like this, Crosby. He's so sincere. Now, fellas, going from dreams to our schedule for next week, here it is. Tomorrow, we'll be playing a show for the boys at Fort Sheridan. And Tuesday, we're going out to Great Lakes Naval Training Station. Good old Great Lakes.
Oh, say, Jack, that's where you were stationed during the last war, wasn't it?
Was it the last war? I thought you were with Dewey.
It was the last war. I was with Dewey Schwartz, a friend of mine. And look at... And fellas, incidentally... when I get there, you know, I'm wearing my old sailor suit when I go there Tuesday. The same one they issued me in 1917.
But, Mr. Benny, how can you wear the same suit? You must have gained a lot of weight since then.
I have. Now it fits me. Well, speaking of my sailor suit, I had the strangest experience this morning. Almost unbelievable.
What was it, Jack?
Well, I put my uniform on, and as I was adjusting the necktie, a moth stuck his head out of the breast pocket and said, "They got you again, eh, bud?" It was the freshest moth I've ever met.
You know, Mr. Benny, somehow I can't picture you as a sailor.
Well, I was, Dennis. Why, at Great Lakes, they used to call me Benny the Skipper.
And you still walk that way.
They call me Skipper because I was a real old salt.
I got a gag for that, too.
Well, keep it. I was a darn good sailor.
Tell me, Jack, were you in any battles during the war?
Battles?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. I was in the College Inn in Chicago one night with four or five of my buddies when a couple of Marines walked in and...
He means naval battles.
Oh. Well, as a matter of fact, Don, I did get a medal for distinguished service. And now, Bob, I think it's about time for...
What medal?
And now, Bob, I think it's about time...
What distinguished service?
Hmm. And now, Bob...
Either put up or shut up. That's my motto.
You keep out of this. Now, Bob, I think it's about time for a band number. You all set?
I sure am. Say, by the way, Jack, Great Lakes is near Waukegan, your hometown, isn't it?
Yes, just a few miles.
Well, man, I'd certainly appreciate it if you'd kind of take me over to Waukegan and show me around.
Oh, you'd like to see the place, eh?
Yeah, especially that log cabin where you were born.
Well, it wasn't exactly a log cabin, Bob. As a matter of fact, the house I was born in was torn down not long ago. They're just a vacant lot there now.
You mean to say that they didn't even put up a monument in your honor?
No, nothing at all.
Well, that's a crime. There should be a monument there, and I'm going to take up a collection to see that it's erected.
Oh, no, Bob. I don't want anything like that.
You deserve it. Now, who'll be the first to contribute $10? Who'll contribute $10 for a monument to Jack Benny?
I will. Here you are, Bob. Here's $10 for the Benny Monument Fund.
Wheat cakes with ham. What a combination.
Mr. Crosby made this suggestion, not me. Well, Bob, let's have your number. Later this evening, I want to get together with you and we'll talk about it. Hold it a minute. Come in. Yes?
Well. Hiya, Jack, old boy. Haven't seen you in 15 years.
What?
I read the Waukegan News Sun as we're broadcasting here. So says the little woman, let's run down to Chicago and see my old pal Jack.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks.
Who is this fella, Jack?
I don't know. I can't seem to place him. Well, how are things with you, pal? How's everything in Waukegan?
Oh, swell. The old gag sent their regards. Sid Block, Stubb Wilbur, Julius Sinekin.
Oh, yes, Julius Sinekin. Stinky, we used to call him, huh?
Stinky was you.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was one of the gang.
Well, I gotta be leaving now. Say, Jack, when you get to Waukegan, drop by the house.
I will.
Who is this guy, Jack?
Wait a minute, I'll find out. Say, pal, where are you living now?
Same old place. So long, Jack.
Know that fellow. Oh, well, go ahead and play, Bob. I wonder if it's Ollie Eimerman. No, I know him. Love, Baby, played by Bob Crosby and his orchestra. And, Bob, that was wonderful.
Thanks, Jack.
Say, Bob, I was thinking of that idea of yours about erecting something on the site where I was born. Do you think it ought to be a monument or a statue?
Well, it would be pretty hard to get a statue for $10.
Oh, that $10 I contributed was only the beginning of the fun. There'll be many more donations. Hey, Mary? Hey, Don?
Get to me before I scream.
Dennis, give Mr. Crosby $10 voluntarily. Now, how about you, Don?
Oh, I'd love to contribute, Jack, but unfortunately, I left my money in my other pants.
Mary?
Me too.
Now, wait a minute, fellas. Are you in on this thing or not?
Don't worry, Jack. As chairman of the finance committee, I'll collect all the donations.
Good. Gee, he's a sweet fella. I hope he doesn't take it on the lamb with all the money.
What's that, Jack?
I said you're a lamb to be collecting all this money. Well, so much for the financial end of it. Now, fellas, come in. Oh, it's you.
Hey, say, Jack, old fella, I hate to bother you again, but I had to bring the wife in to see you.
Your wife?
Yeah. Say hello to Maggie.
Oh, hello, Maggie.
Hello, Stinky.
Well, well, glad to see you again, Maggie.
Who is she, Jack?
That's the fella's wife.
But who is he?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out. Say, pal, when I get to Waukegan, I'd like to give you folks a ring. What's your number?
It's right in the phone book. So long, Jack.
His face was so familiar, and yet I can't place him. His wife knew me, too. She called me Stinky. Oh, well, it'll come to me. Now, getting back to my monument, fellas. Now, who can that be? Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny. This is Rochester.
Listen, Rochester, I'm glad you finally got in touch with me. I've been looking for you all week.
Boss, knowing that you've been thinking of me makes this the happiest moment of my life.
Never mind that. Now, where have you been since we got in town Tuesday?
Well, boss, as you know, Chicago offers great educational advantages.
Uh-huh.
So Wednesday, I spent the whole day at the Field Museum of Natural History.
Uh-huh.
And Thursday, I had a very interesting afternoon at the Adler Planetarium.
I see. And what happened Friday?
Friday, I met a gal and culture went out the window.
Another girl. You're always finding a new girl.
Well, this is the real thing, boss. I'm in love.
You're in love? How do you know?
I can't eat, I can't sleep, and I look down with scorn upon a bottle of gin.
With scorn?
Not super scorn, just scorn.
I know what you mean. Now, Rochester, you don't want to just rush into marriage until you know something about this girl. Has she got money?
I think so. I can't find my wallet.
See, and wait a minute, I just thought of something else. What are you going to tell your girl in Los Angeles?
She'll never find out.
Well, suppose she does.
Then they'll have to put up a monument for me, too.
That's what I mean. You better watch out. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, say, boss.
Now what?
I sent your trunk ahead to St. Joe, Missouri.
We're not going to St. Joe for 2 weeks. Next Sunday, we broadcast from Camp Custer, Michigan. And I'll need a clean shirt at the camp.
Just raise your right hand, they'll give you a whole uniform.
You get that truck to Camp Custer. Goodbye. Now, that Rochester, he can't get anything straight. I wonder if he's really in love. I wonder who that couple from Waukegan were. I wonder if Crosby will run away with that money. Oh, well, tune in next week, folks, and find out.
A new idea. Someone has suggested that in addition to meatless meals, what we need are some let's not talk about meat meals. Well, sort of makes sense, doesn't it? Well, it's certainly our job to face any necessary food restrictions cheerfully and as well as intelligently. Well, one way to do both is simple. Plan your meals so as to include the food values you need every day by buying more of those plentiful foods that contain much of the nutriment of meat itself. Foods like whole grain cereals. Cereals such as delicious toasty brown grape nuts flakes. They're plentiful, they're thrifty, and they supply many of the food essentials found in meat. Yes, in every bowl full of malty, rich grape nuts flakes and milk, you get proteins, iron, calcium, phosphorus, and two of the important B vitamins, niacin and B1. So grape nuts flakes can help you to make up for other food shortages. And they taste so delicious with that sweet-as-a-nut flavor, that toasty, crisp texture, you'll decide that grape nuts flakes are the cheerfulest breakfast dish you ever enjoyed. Better make it grape nuts flakes for tomorrow.
That was the last number of the 21st program of the new Grape Nuts Flakes series, and we'll be with you next Sunday night broadcasting from Camp Custer, Michigan. Well, I got to run along now and be a judge on the Quiz Kid show. Good night, folks.
The Jack Benny program is written by Bill Maher and Ed Ballard. Bob Crosby and his orchestra will soon be seen in Judy Garland's new MGM picture presenting Lily Maher. This program is presented for Army personnel and does not constitute an endorsement of this product by the War Department.
Ladies, next time you go shopping for Grape Nuts Flakes, ask your grocer for a package of Grape Nuts Wheat Meal, luscious hot cereal member of the popular Grape Nuts family. Your folks will clamor for hot Grape Nuts Wheat Meal. They'll shout out the praise of that roasted wheat flavor. They'll go for that glorious, full-bodied texture. Hot Grape Nuts Wheat Meal boasts whole grain food values. And, P.S., it cooks in 3 minutes. This program came to you from Chicago. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Bye-bye, 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 bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to and showing your support for my podcast. If you would like to receive notifications of when new episodes are posted, please subscribe to my channel. Subscriptions are 100% free, and they really help me get an idea of how I'm doing. And as always, peace.